I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Window Nation Studios, WTEM Washington and WJFK HD2 Manassas. Every team, every sport, every day. The Team 980 and Odyssey Sports Station. Chris Russell on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. Yes, sir. It would help if you actually brought your headsets into the studio.
You and I did the same mad dash, just like 30 seconds apart.
Oh, man. Oh, I was like, wait a second. Really? That's Roman Reigns' voice. That means I got to start. Wait a second. Where are my headsets?
Time's flying today.
Oops. I just did the 40-yard dash at about 4.72.
Yeah.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, baby. All right. We got everything in control. I can hear you. You can hear me. Mad Max is back with us on loan from the Toronto Blue Jays, at least for now. Away we go, baby. Hockey history has been made. And no surprise. Pretty much the only surprise is that it took Alex Ovechkin until Sunday to do it.
Still beat Gretzky.
He still beat Gretzky. Again, when we last left you on Friday, we kept telling you he's got a flair for the dramatic. He did 798, 799, and 800 against the Chicago Blackhawks, the Friday night opponent. The Blackhawks are terrible. The Caps had like 54 more points going into that game than the Blackhawks. It was at home. It was on a Friday night. He passed Gordy. He tied and passed Gordy Howe on a Friday night at Capital One Arena. Gretzky was going to be in attendance. Bettman again. And he damn near did it time and time and time again.
He was taking so many shots.
It was before, though, that flurry at the end that I thought he was going to do it. And remember, at one point, we thought he tapped it in, and it ultimately went off the Blackhawk defenseman and his body. So it looked like he put it in.
I really thought it was him, too.
Yeah. And so did the arena, and so did the crowd, and so did everybody.
I mean,
right?
We were staring right at it, and it was wow.
That's right, because you were there.
Shout out,
our friend Athan in Annapolis. Double A coming up large. I'm so glad you got to do that.
I'm so glad you got to be in UBS.
Thank you, brother. Yesterday was an amazing... I mean, Friday night was un-freaking-believable.
Unreal.
But yesterday was the culmination of Alex Ovechkin's... I don't want to say the end of his career because he still got a lot of juice left.
Still has one farewell tour season left.
And he still got another Stanley Cup to win.
Damn right.
Will he? I don't know.
I hope so.
But yesterday was the culmination of this epic journey that we've been on as Caps fans, as Washingtonians, as people that live in the DMV, that get to go to Capital One Arena, that watch the games, that listen to the games. How about this? 893, 894, 895, right here on the little station that could. Just the little engine just... You know, trying to climb up the mountain once again, the legendary heritage, Sports Talk, ESPN, Team 980, baby. The station that Mitchell Rails used to own. The station that the legendary John Thompson called home. That the DOC ruled the roost for. The sports reporters. The little station that could, baby. The Team 980 got 893, 894, and 895. Unreal. And yesterday, you know, I've been very fortunate. Look, I haven't gotten to do everything that I want to do. I'll just be totally blunt and clear. I wasn't in Houston when the Nationals won the World Series. I've only been to one Super Bowl. There's been 59 of them. Okay, now that's, I understand that's better than a lot of people. I'm not trying to say, oh, woe is me. I have been able to be at hundreds of Commanders / Redskins games, a lot of bad days, but some good days, including a lot last year. I have been front row broadcasting nationally at Radio City Music Hall for the 2006 NFL draft for like 18 hours over 2 days, back when the draft was on 2 days, back when it was in New York City. I've gotten to do a lot of cool things. I've been to Stanley Cup Finals. I've been to baseball playoff games, NBA playoff games. Never been to the Masters. Never been to the Kentucky Derby. It's on the bucket list. Not so much the Masters. I'm not a big golf guy. But the Kentucky Derby is definitely on the bucket list of things that I need to accomplish. Yesterday, I don't know if it eclipses in my mind and my heart and the significance for me, and maybe it does for you, of Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. But that was, to me, the ultimate team-crowning achievement and, of course, the coronation of Ovechkin as a captain, as the, you know, the king of the hockey world for as long as it would last, as finally being able to get over that mountain, finally being able to reach Mount Everest of the hockey world. To me, nothing will ever beat that. I was talking to a friend of mine who was so kind enough to, you know, drive the whole way back and forth. Jamie, who does some engineering work for the Nats radio network, and we traveled together for many years on the Redskins radio network, so on and so forth. So we were talking about moments, right, that we've both seen and been able to be witness at. And he was at Game 7 of the Nats World Series, but he was not at Game 5 of the Cup Final. And he is such a huge hockey fan that he had tickets for every one of these games remaining at Columbus, at Pittsburgh, at the Islanders next Tuesday night. Not yesterday. When Ovechkin tied the record on Friday night, he wound up buying tickets for yesterday afternoon and spent a pretty penny.
I was going to say, are you allowed to divulge the general amount?
Yeah, I'm sure I am. It was, let's just say it was in the neighborhood for two tickets of...
Four figs?
Yes.
Very easily four figs?
Yeah.
Worth it.
And I was so happy for him that he got that reward, and we traveled with his daughter, who's a sophomore at Champ High School in Loudoun County, so she got to be there, and she's a big hockey fan.
Hell yeah.
And he got to be there with his wife on Friday night. And, you know, yesterday was one of those moments. Again, for me, it does not eclipse the 18 Cup Final win. And I understand not everybody got to go to that. I get it. And I understand not everybody got to go to yesterday. But from an individual accomplishment level, there won't be anything bigger than what happened yesterday. From an individual standpoint, like from an individual achievement, of course he has help. He doesn't score 895 goals without people passing him the puck.
He said that himself.
I mean, Tom Wilson with an unbelievable thread-the-needle pass. It was so good.
Just a dot.
And the stick action, I thought Dylan Strome had redirected it. Okay? But it was such a good pass from Tom Wilson that he did. Listen, the only thing that sucked about yesterday, well, two things that sucked about yesterday. One, it wasn't at Capital One Arena, which even though we got Friday night for $8.93 and $8.94, and it was awesome, I would have loved for it to be at Capital One Arena so that basically 19,000 Capitals fans could be in attendance, right? Or could enjoy it instead of however many thousand there were, and there were plenty of thousands. I don't know how many it was, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, whatever it was, doesn't matter. They were there, and they were loud, and they were proud, and the building was on fire. I wish that game was at home. It wasn't. Okay. whatever. But at least we got Friday night at home, right? The only, I was thinking about this. Two things. I wish it was a one-timer. It was a wicked wrister. Snapshot wrister. I call it a drag wrist shot, whatever. I mean, it looked live, again, like it was a one-timer. But I'm trying to watch it through my camera because I'm trying to record the moment, right? So it looked, so I didn't see that Wilson actually threaded the needle on the pass. The other thing is, in addition to wishing it was at home, wishing it was a true one-timer, it was pretty close, but not a one-timer. Three was that Nicholas Backstrom made that pass. With no disrespect at all to the great Tom Wilson. I love Tom Wilson more than a lot of things. You know, Nicky was there. Nicky can't play anymore. Maybe you've seen the video of Alex giving him a kiss on the cheek. I think that's part of the, I'll call it the essence of Alex, is, you know, in this manly of manly sports, you know what Nick Backstrom means to him and what he has meant to this organization. And what is it, like 360 assists or whatever it is on the eight, now 95 goals that Nick Backstrom had? Something like that. For him to give him a kiss, right? In this manly of manly sports, just shows you what their relationship is, the respect between the two, the love, the admiration. You remember the Mass Mutual commercial where Backstrom's basically coming over for breakfast every morning, because they want the cup.
Oh, and, will Becky and, get his assist? What then?
And his wife cried. Exactly. Comes. That was pretty good.
That was a great commercial.
That was pretty good, right? Like the moment right after they won the cup, when Alex tells him he's going to give him the Stanley Cup first, and then the moment the two come together and Alex passes the Stanley Cup. I mean, you know what that – I just wish Nick Backstrom could have been on the ice for that. No disrespect at all to Tom Wilson. I'm really happy for him. He loves Alex. Alex and he are super close. The moment yesterday of the goal – and then the swan dive swim after that, and then the dog pile, and then the celebration and the ceremony, and how the Islander fans operated, and how the NHL set it all up, and how the Capitals obviously were in cahoots on this thing, and just all the signage and all the tributes and the video tributes, which you're going to hear Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky and Derek Jeter and LeBron James and Michael Phelps, some of the greatest athletes, Tom Brady, some of the greatest athletes of all time. Even though there were things and elements that I wish we would have had a little bit differently, it was a moment that will live forever in my heart, in my mind. I think in many of your hearts, minds. It was sports poetry and theater and a high point that you just can't replicate in any given game, in any given playoff series. The significance, the crowning achievement, the mantle being passed, the worldwide attention. And Alex deserves every part of it. This wasn't about Tom Wilson. This wasn't about the Capitals. This wasn't about the fans. This wasn't about media or who got to call the game or who was on TV or who got the best this or the best that. This was about Alexander Ovechkin first and foremost becoming the all-time goal-scoring leader, passing the greatest to ever play the game, unquestionably, doing it in, you know, a style that you want to say is uniquely Ovechkin? Maybe not, but pretty damn close. On the power play, from the office, Again, the only thing that was slightly missing was not at home, no Backstrom on the pass, and the fact that it wasn't a complete one-timer. It was more of a drag wrist shot. Whatever. I mean, we can worry about that stuff another time. I don't care that the Capitals lost the game. That was not what anybody was there for. This was a crowning achievement of the hardest thing to do in hockey, right? Score a goal. I mean, maybe some people would think saving a puck is the hardest thing to do in hockey. And I would argue, yes, man, being a goaltender is really hard. You also have a lot of padding and a big body in a somewhat smaller net with defensemen in front of you and around you. I don't think saving a puck is harder than being as precise and as dead on balls accurate as Alexander Ovechkin has had to be for many, 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 many of his 895 goals. And I'll take you, Spencer Carberry, after the game. I don't remember if this was my question or another question. I honestly can't remember. My head dizzy. But he said he had a vision right before the goal. And somehow, some way, he saw this little area that Ilya Sorokin, the Islanders goaltender, was leaving open, short side, and he could just see the net and the space, and he had this vision, and he thought to himself, Alex is going to get this.
I said it to myself when I heard that we were going to the power play, like, I said to myself, this is it. It's going to happen right here.
Right now.
This is it. This is the moment.
Well, because just moments before that, I don't remember exactly how many moments, because everything's kind of a blur. But just moments before that, he almost did it on a shorthand, on a short side stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the building went, oh! And I was like, oh my God, I almost missed it because I was finagling around with my camera. I couldn't get my camera to record. And I was just determined not to miss that moment, right? So I was recording every shift, but I somehow screwed up that one. And I was so thankful ultimately that he didn't get it there and that he got it when I was actually dialed in. But you knew, I said on social media, on X, right before the end of the first period, it was right on that short side stuff opportunity. I said, he's alive. He is hunting and pecking. And when Alex wants to turn it on, and this is not a criticism, when Alex seizes the moment or feels the moment, there's not many. I said this to Kevin, and appreciate Coach Ian for having me on. Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, and I think Alex Ovechkin. And no disrespect to LeBron James or Michael Phelps, or Lisa Leslie, or a boxer, anyone else, a golfer. I think those three, Jordan, Brady, Ovechkin, are the three best at seizing the moment, and when the opportunity is there, sinking their teeth in and never letting go. And maybe that's too much hyperbole, I don't know, but that's what I felt all weekend long. And I was shocked that he didn't ultimately get it. Shocked might be strong. I was surprised that he ultimately didn't get it done on Friday night because of the amount of opportunities he had. And because, again, flair for the dramatic at home, blah, blah, blah. But I pretty much knew as soon as he just barely missed that short side stuff a couple of minutes before, I pretty much knew it was going down. Even though the first period was sleepy for Alex and for the team, even though it was in the midst of a bad loss, it was only 2-0 at this point with, ultimately, 12:36 left to go. How about this for irony, right? We had Joe B on Friday, who has authored so many of his calls. And I'm sitting right in front of Joe B. It's an open-air booth at UBS Arena. So him and Locker are right behind me.
So you get to hear the call live.
So, well, but the building was so loud.
So loud you couldn't.
I couldn't hear Joe. I heard the whole broadcast except for that moment and the 20 minutes of the whatever. But where was I going with this? Gosh, I lost my train of thought for a sec.
Open air booth.
Yeah, open air booth. The place goes just a deafening roar. But Alex, again, like when he starts hunting and when he starts, I guess it's almost like sneaking up on his prey. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just work with me in terms of the illustration here.
Well, you can see it on the ice.
Yeah.
Like he posts up by the boards right in the middle of the ice.
Yes.
And just kind of hides and waits. Yes. Waits for the defense to lose him, and then he pops right out and bam. He gets
you. And he seizes the moment, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, there's one other athlete that comes to mind. And if you have them, please, by all means. I mean, maybe some of you think LeBron James is that guy. I do not. But 301-230-0980. Mike Tyson used to be like this in his prime. Now, you're a little bit too young for Mike Tyson's prime, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. When Mike Tyson would smell blood, he would just be an absolute vulture. An absolute vulture. And in the nicest sort of sporty way, I think Tom Brady, I think Michael Jordan, I think Kobe had some of these tendencies, but for me, not all of these tendencies. Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Mike Tyson, and Alex Ovechkin, the three, four best that have the ability to just smell the blood and pounce and tear into you and make you suffer. It's not suffering, but you get the point. Right? That's what the essence of Alex Ovechkin is on the ice. Off the ice, there's something completely different. You are going to hear all the goals this weekend. You are going to hear 893, 894, 895. You are going to hear what some of the greatest athletes of all time had to say in honor of Alex Ovechkin, and you will hear it all over the course of the next 2.5 hours. Emily Kaplan from ESPN, their chief NHL correspondent and reporter and insider, will join us in the 2 o'clock hour. Maybe more, but your calls welcome at 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And now toward the blue line as it moves into the top of the right circle. A feed low off the stick of Lassick. Kept in down the middle here. Carlson. Wilson looking in the bumper, but Carlson looking to stick handle first. Ovechkin was off to the left-hand side. The Hawks will gum it up and then send it away.
Yeah, Carlson walking down the middle of the ice right there. He's got to fire that puck. He can't look for that fancy pass.
Puck coming near side. And away from Mangiapane. Second unit here. Ovechkin, he scores! Alex Ovechkin has 894! And the bench empties here at Capital One Arena! Ovechkin has reached the summit! He needs one more to go one step beyond! He has tied Wayne Gretzky for the most all-time in NHL history! Scene here at Capital One Arena. The Capitals bench empties. They mob their captain in the corner. It has happened here in Washington, D.C. on this April 4th, 2025. 894. He congratulates his family and his son on the glass. He needs one more. He has tied Gretzky. Unbelievable.
Oh, that was a great call by John Walton.
chills. Just
right
absolute
here.
Chills.
On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, Caps Radio, on Friday night, at Alex Ovechkin's no longer pursuit. At that time, it was a pursuit, but the pursuit is over. But his chase, then, of the great one, scored by Main Street Bank. Want to thank them for all of their support throughout this long process. We've been doing the Main Street Bank partner affiliation with Gretzky's, Alex's chase of Ovechkin for a long time now, a year plus. It is scored by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. mstreetbank.com for more information. Again, thank them for their support of Ovechkin's chase, which is now over, and we're here at 1:30 on the nose on this Monday afternoon. And 893 came early Friday night. 894 came after a lull. But he, again, I'll go back to, and I mentioned this on Friday night, I tweeted out, towards the end of the second period, he had a flurry of shots and chances. And one went off the shoulder of the goaltender, and one just fired wide, and I thought he was going to get it then. And then, boom, comes out in the third period. Now, listen, he ultimately needed Sunday to climb to the very tippy top of the mountain. But, man, was that just an electric scene at Capital One Arena on Friday night. And I'm so happy that he at least was able to provide those moments on that night for the 18,500 or whatever it was of Caps fans that didn't get to see Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final in person on ice, that didn't ultimately get to see 895 yesterday, except for the thousands that came up and were able to get tickets. I'm so glad that moment was authored at home. You know, and many of you will have stories forever and ever and ever, and you can share them with us today at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let me give you a quick thing before we take a timeout, and then we'll get back to the call, or we'll get to the calls on the other side. Alex Ovechkin, and you're going to hear it later on. I asked Spencer Carberry about how he's evolved in Spencer's 2 years here. Just in Spencer's 2 years. The evolvement started long before that, as a captain, as a leader, as a player, as a teammate, as a man, as a dad, as a husband, so on and so forth. Less of a rock star, more of a like super serious hockey player and stud. But what Alex Ovechkin is to the naked eye or to the public eye, I truly believe he is like that to everyone that comes in contact with him. Does he love the media stuff? No. Is he relieved that the circus is over? Yep. But he's always respectful. He's always kind and courteous. He'll give you a head nod a lot of times, you know? Fans. J.P. Finley told a story last night. He saw Alex about to get on the team bus long after the game, and two fans were waiting by the bus, and he signed their autographs and took pictures with them. You know, he didn't have to do that. I mean, there's so many other things. Friday night when he scores that goal, 894 that you just heard, he goes cross ice to the other corner to celebrate with his son. I'm not sure if it was the younger one or if it was...
It was Sergei, yeah, his older son.
Who was with his wife's dad in the mm-hmm. corner. His wife and the young one was...
They were up in the box.
Up top in the box. But Sergei wanted to be, I guess, down on the, you know, on the ice where... I mean, again, and just real quickly, Spencer Carberry yesterday, when I asked him that, he was talking about how intimidating he could make any welcome, any entry into the organization because he's Alex Ovechkin. And yet just the complete opposite. Plays cards with everyone. Jokes around with everyone. Comes up with the chickie dance, right? And the bands that make her dance and all that stuff, right? And you see that video all the time before they go out on the ice. Took Ryan Leonard out with Chychrun and I think somebody else, but I can't remember, Monday night in Boston before his NHL debut. Think about that, right? Always defers, always deferential to his teammates. Yes, he scores the goals. Yes, he gets so much of the credit that he deserves. You see how he treats his family. I said this yesterday, I think, to Toby after the game when he was doing a post thing on 106.7.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was a different interview. I don't remember. It would be so easy to not be happy for Alex if he was a stubborn ass clown like Barry Bonds was. Not to mention cheating the game, but a stubborn ass clown like Barry Bonds was. Alex Ovechkin is just the opposite. Just the opposite. And look, that's not to say he doesn't like to cut loose every once in a while and enjoy a beer or two. Or maybe a shot of vodka. Who knows? I don't track that stuff. But, I mean, it's very clear and very out in the open. The last couple of nights, still enjoys a beer. He's allowed. Just like you and I are allowed, he's allowed.
Luka Doncic is not allowed.
Yeah.
Well, Alex Ovechkin is.
Yeah. That's what the Dallas Mavericks said, right?
That's right.
Not what the Washington Capitals said. But the point being is, real quickly, Alex Ovechkin, the essence of Ovi, on the ice, off the ice. And that's how we wanted to start this show. Your calls coming up next after a quick trending alert right here as we celebrate the legacy of the greatest goal scorer of all time in NHL history, one of the greatest sports achievements, if not the greatest individual sports achievements of all time in sports history. Alexander Ovechkin on this Monday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Ovechkin on the ice here as the puck for Sandin is fired wide. Alex goes to the front of the net. He gets it. He scores! Alex Ovechkin has scored with 16:08 to go in the first period. The pass behind the net for Dylan Strome. History is on deck here in the nation's capital. It's 1-0 Washington, and Alex Ovechkin has goal 893.
Once again, another great call by our friend John Walton right here on the Team 980 Friday night. The Odyssey app, Caps Radio. Once again, Alex Ovechkin's pursuit then and now the culmination of the chase, the great chase, presented by and scored by Main Street Bank. Your local bank, local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Along with Mad Max on the other side, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'm merely the rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo, Chris Russell with you. Little rooster on the radio on this rainy Monday in the nation's capital and perhaps beyond. But we're always live and free on the Odyssey app, 980 on the AM side, again, all throughout the DMV. Taking your calls on anything Alex Ovechkin related. I did forget one thing in the trending alert. Tonight, the World Series champion Dodgers are in town. 6:15 pregame coverage, 106.7. And I think the rain is supposed to clear up. So it looks like they should be able to get that in. Nats won 2 in a row over the weekend over Arizona. But right here on the Team 980, beginning at 6 o'clock for pregame coverage. And then, of course, it's a very long pregame. I think the tip is, it used to be 9:18. I think they started earlier now than that.
I think 8:50 was the time I saw.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it might be like 8:48 or something like that.
Ugh.
Either way, NCAA Tournament Men's Championship right here on the Team 980. the Odyssey app via Westwood One Sports with pregame coverage, again, beginning at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, so shortened version of Craig, 6 o'clock tonight for Florida and Houston.
Go Gators.
Now, listen, that's not a bad call. I have two pools on ESPN. One that has Florida winning the national championship,
mm-hmm.
and one that has Houston winning
the
national championship. Yet, with all of that, and with 89%+ of my picks correct, according to ESPN, I'm still in 2.2 and 2.4 millionth place amongst all the competitors. But not bad for a guy that doesn't know anything about college basketball, or so they say. Just wanted to throw that out there. All right, let's get to the calls. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's go to the woman who was front and center in Raleigh on Wednesday night and got 892 on Wednesday night, the great Dr. Sabah. Doc, how are you?
Hey, buddy, listen, I'm so glad that you got to experience this because you always a hockey guy, even when your callers would complain about you talking hockey. So if anyone deserved and earned to see that happening, it would be you. So out of all
that.
The things you needed to witness, I'm glad I didn't witness it instead of you. I wouldn't have minded with
well,
you, but
yeah,
know, I'm
exactly.
Cool. 892 is plenty for me.
I appreciate that, and I feel bad, you know, that you know it didn't happen for you, and you were so kind, again, you and your hub, to invite me to the game, and I wish I could have gone and all that stuff. But, yeah, it was, you know, Friday night was electric. Yesterday was the crowning, you know, coronation, if you will, not to get too weird and cute with words, but it really was, again, you know, the game you were at and the goal you shot on your camera. He was so close to Mount Everest and the very peak. And yesterday he finally gets to the absolute top and he's sitting there. And I got to be honest with you. I mean, there's some great young talent. It's so much harder to score goals in today's NHL than it was when Gretzky. And that's not to cut down Wayne Gretzky. It's so much harder because the defensemen are bigger. There's less ice room space. The goaltenders are bigger. Equipment's better, what have you, even though the sticks are better. It's so much. Nobody is. I truly believe this. Nobody's getting this record. Nobody, because he's still not done. I mean, he could still get 900 late this year or early next year, and who knows what else. Doc, did we lose her?
Did you put her back on hold?
I did not.
Bad.
Oh,
and it just boom hits it on the power play.
Wait, Doc, back, Doc, back up because yeah. Something happened with the phone line. So we missed the beginning of your response.
What I was saying was it was the same type of goal. Like on my 892, mm-hmm. you know how he was sitting there on the left and I was like complaining, yep. he's not doing anything. And then boom, he just hits it on the power play. That's yeah. exactly how his winning record goal, wasn't he kind of on that left side again,
yes.
hanging out, and
then yes.
boom, he gets the pass and goes.
And listen, not every goal is going to be, I mean, he had a breakaway on Friday night right down the middle of the ice and he kind of screwed it up. Not every goal is going to be like that. Not every goal is going to be because he makes a great defensive play at one end of the ice and he rushes up. You know, he's a goal scorer, right? He's trying to conserve energy. In hockey, you play 45 seconds roughly on average a shift, longer on the power play. But the point being is you're not trying to do all the time skate 185 feet back and forth, right? So he's just kind of hanging out. He's kind of lurking in the shadows.
Well, he can serve his energy.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and then yeah. and like I said, once he smells blood, he's like you know, a piranha, like a lion, like a tiger, what have you. He smells his prey, and boom, he sinks his teeth in.
And do you agree, Chris? He's like a batter in baseball. When that pass is coming, he's already winding up and hitting it. That's how quick he is. No one can react.
Yep.
And then I got one more thing to say. When you talk about him being like Michael Jordan,
mm-hmm.
you know, he is like Michael Jordan of his, you know, of hockey. LeBron James or LeBrat, like I call him, I sent you that tweet. You got to look at that. It is so impressive to look at the way Ovechkin did after he got his record breaker and the reaction that he had to his teammates and how they loved him and he appreciated his teammates and how Gretzky was appreciative. And look how LeBron did it, LeBrat, when he was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record. Mm. He ran away from teammates, didn't touch anybody. It was all about him. And how he, unlike Michael Jordan, he beat the elite. LeBron kept attracting the elite so he can then get championship after championship, you know, but getting all the credit. Yeah. Just look at that video. It's impressive how Ovechkin is so much not like LeBron James. Yeah.
Send send that to me again, Doc, when you get a chance. Because,
I'll send it to you on the Twitter. It's on your Instagram.
Okay.
I
know.
But if you didn't get it, I'll send it again.
Yeah, my feed was swimming in lots of stuff. So.
Oh, do you see it now or do you want to send it to you again?
All right, yeah, we'll take care of it. I'll get it. But I appreciate you as always. I'm glad you got 892. Thanks for the good words as always. Appreciate you. That is the good doctor, Dr. Sabah. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Will in Beltsville right here on the Team 980. Will, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys. I watched that game yesterday, recorded it. You know, I just wanted to share that I remember being at the home arena for the 700 goal celebration, and we were all talking there about just where Alex was in his career, the doubts that people had about him being able to sustain mm-hmm. the level it was going to take mm-hmm. to get to this. There was so much doubt by so many people. I mean, just incredible to see, and it's such a huge accomplishment. People don't even realize the magnitude of what this means for him accomplishing that in today's game based on where he was when he did 700.
Yeah, it's so funny. He's had so many of these big moments. I'm trying to remember what 700 was like. I remember weirdly 500 against Ottawa at home, but I'm not, for whatever reason, remembering 700 like right away. But I remember
it was just like the feeling was like it was still too far away to even fathom that he was going to do it.
Well, it was because almost the doubts were about his numbers, his goals. Yeah, it was almost 200 goals, right? I mean, if you think about it.
They were talking about what he had to average per year just to be able to get to that. Mm-hmm. And based on his age and what was left in his career and his mm-hmm. contract, so many people were like, there's no way he can sustain those amount of goals to do it. And here we are today. It's done.
And here's the other thing. This is with 5.5 weeks on the shelf this year because of the broken leg, right? Now, it could have been worse than that. So I will just say they got a little bit fortunate with that. But think about this. 42, like, at the beginning of this year, right, everybody was like, oh, man, there's no way he's going to score 42 goals. There's no way he's going to score 42 goals. And I did not think he would get there either. I thought he would be real close, but I did not think he would get there. And this is with 5.5 weeks on the shelf.
Powerful with the fact that he missed 16 games.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the fact that he's done this 42 goals in 61 games, not 76 games, is amazing. I'm glad you had that moment. I'm glad you had that memory. You know, I mean, what else can you say except, again, obviously the greatest goal scorer of all time. But I think he's so much more than that. I think he's going to get, and Will, thank you. I think he's going to get labeled. Labeled is the wrong way. Right, Max? Don't you feel like he's going to get just always referred to as the greatest goal scorer of all time? I'm not saying he's the greatest player of all time. That's Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, two different
distinctions. But he is way, 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 way more. As we tried to describe the essence of Ovi, on the ice and off the ice, he is way more than just the greatest goal scorer of all time. I'll say that. 150, Team 980, more reaction. More of your calls. 301-230-0980. Emily Kaplan joins us in about 12 minutes on the other side of 2 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
So Carlson will make his way to the neutral ice, dropping it for Dylan Strome. He and Chychrun will team up and glide through center. Right side to Wilson. Centered up. Ovechkin has it. He scores! He scores! Alex Ovechkin scores 895! There's a new goal-scoring champion! And his name is Alexander Ovechkin! again. He has done it here on Long Island. His teammates mob him. There is but one. Alexander the greatest to ever do it in National Hockey League history.
Once again, a great call from John Walton yesterday right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, Caps Radio in Long Island, or on Long Island, I should say, at UBS Arena. Once again, Alex Ovechkin's culmination and crowning of the Great Chase has been scored by Main Street Bank. Your local bank, local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Before we get to Emily Kaplan of ESPN, who was in attendance yesterday and Friday, chief NHL correspondent for ESPN, we say hello to Lou in D.C., who hopefully will be happy about what he saw this weekend. What's up, Lou?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Don Cherry? How's it going?
Mr. Don Cherry, get out of here.
Hey, Chris, man. No, when I turned the radio on, all I hear you was whining about, oh, why Nicklas Backstrom wasn't on the ice assistant in 895.
Yeah, that's
why
what I was doing. That's what I was doing.
Why
I was
that's
what I was doing. I was whining.
Why?
Max, was I whining? Max, was I whining was I making a point?
Lou, if you continue to be negative on such a positive day, I have no choice but to gong you, my friend.
No. I'll stay positive, man.
That's right. That's what I thought.
Yeah, try something new. I know you're trying to be this great agitator instead of the great ape.
No, Chris,
you're trying to be this great
Chris,
agitator.
It's the greatest day of Ovi, man. I mean, this guy, he's something special, man. I think he's going to get to 1,000 easily. I mean, if he plays the next 3-4 years, I think he's going to get to 1,000. I'm pretty sure he's going to want to get to 1,000. He's not going to stop at 900.
Well, let me ask you this. He's going to get to 900, but what makes you think he wants to play 3 or 4 more years?
Why not? I mean, he loved the game. You don't see him slowing down. I mean, he scored 42 and,
right,
and 60 games.
No,
he missed 20 games.
But he'll be 40 by the start of next year, you know? I mean, that's a lot of hockey.
Look at LeBron. He's still going.
Yeah, basketball's an easier sport to play than hockey.
Well, if you say so. But look, man, the guy's unbreakable. That's why they call him the Russian machine. Mm. So, you know, I'm thankful to witness this on my little TV, on my little whatever. But like I said, man, since 2004, since he came to the league, I watched him, and you know, I know me and you've been going back and forth that me not knowing about my hockey, it is what it is. But hey, trust me when I say this, I've been watching OV since 2004, man.
All right.
I can name some of the players on the back in the day.
I never doubted that you know hockey, Lou. I've said I didn't know or remember that you were so passionate about hockey because
Chris,
you were so busy. You were so busy putting your foot up Benjamin St. Juice's the butt cheeks.
No, we was going, Chris, we was going back and forth about OV breaking his record. I mean, Wayne Gretzky's record a couple years ago.
You think I remember that? Come on. I mean, I got a million things to remember.
I know you do, but hey, man, like I said, man, it's a great day for grade eight. And,
all right.
Man, let's just leave it like that. Yeah.
There you go.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You, Lou. Appreciate it. Alex Ovechkin, to no surprise, has been named the NHL's first Star of the Week. Did he do anything this past week?
Nothing
that
comes
I'm aware
to mind,
of?
Man. I don't know.
159. Emily Kaplan, a star in NHL reporting. ESPN chief hockey reporter correspondent joins us next on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.